for the DA, it's outrageous that the VIP 8, or as we know them now, the Blue Light Mafia, have all been acquitted of the disciplinary charges that they faced after they violently assaulted civilians on the N1 highway almost 2 years ago. It's a disgraceful outcome. It's an embarrassment to the South African Police Service, and it's an indictment on the management of the South African Police Service. We've requested a full review and overhaul of SAPS's internal disciplinary regulations. We'll obviously zoom in on the relevant legislation too. And it's important that we demand, as we have done, an immediate parliamentary scrutiny process, as an obstructive role played by police unions in delaying and undermining internal misconduct proceedings. It's important too that an investigation be done in terms of the fitness of the commander of Presidential Protection Services, Major General Wally Ruerda, to determine whether he is fit to hold office, and then also to zoom in on the criminal prosecution of the perpetrators. It's important that we leave no stone unturned regarding this specific matter, because it sets a very dangerous precedent that when you are attached to a specific unit in the South African Police Service, it is okay to assault innocent civilians.